Please do. Good evening. I will now call the July 1st, 2024 Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Changes to the agenda this evening?
No changes to the agenda this evening, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, case 12962, I was going to suggest we move that to the end of the agenda since Mr. Williamson will be recusing, I hear. Is that correct?
That's correct.
If that's okay with everyone, I'll go ahead and make a motion that we approve the agenda with that change.
Second.
Motion moving case 12962 to the end. Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So the vote of 4-0, tonight's agenda is approved with one change. Approval of minutes for May 6, 2024.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the minutes for May 6, 2024.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
I wasn't at that meeting, so I'm not voting.
I did watch that meeting. I will vote aye.
Okay.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson? So vote?
Aye.
Sorry, I didn't see you down there, Mr. Williamson. A vote of 3-0. The minutes for May 6, 2024 are approved. Findings of fact for May 6, 2024.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the findings of fact for May 6, 2024 as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Not voting.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So the vote of 3-0, the findings of fact for May 6, 2024 are approved. Additional business?
Now is the time for the Board of Adjustment's annual reorganization process. At this time, I will now open nominations for the chair of the Board of Adjustment for the next year.
I would like to nominate Mr. Jeff Corman for the chair.
Second.
All right. We have a nomination for Mr. Corman, and we have a second. So we have a motion by Mr. Williamson, seconded by Mr. Carson. So now I will close the nominations process. So by roll call vote, Mr. Corman?
I think you first need to ask if there's any other nominations.
Oh, are there any other nominations? My apologies.
Aye.
All right, so seeing none, by roll call vote, Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings? Mr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
All right, motion carries 4-0. The nominations are now closed. Is there a motion and a second for Mr. Corman to be chair? We've already gone through that. My apologies.
Okay, you're done there?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. Next, I will open nominations for the vice chair of the Board of Adjustment for the next year.
I'd make a motion for Travis Hastings to be the vice chair of the Board of Adjustment for the upcoming year.
Great. Second.
Do we have any other nominations for vice chair? All right. Seeing none, could I have a motion and a second, please, to close the nominations process?
I'll make the motion to close the nominations.
All right, thank
second.
You. All right, so we have a motion by Mr. Carson, seconded by Mr. Williamson. So by roll call vote, Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings? Mr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
All right, motion carries 4-0. The nominations are now closed. So congratulations.
Need to vote on the nominee. He's voted to close the nominations.
Yes, okay. So we are now going to vote on the nominations. My apologies. So again, we have a nomination for Mr. Hastings for vice chair. And is there a motion and a second for Mr. Hastings to be vice chair?
I'll make the motion.
Second. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Carson and Mr. Williamson. All right, so by roll call vote, Mr. Corman.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings. Mr. Carson.
Aye.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye.
And Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
The motion carries 4-0. Congratulations to Mr. Hastings. Next, I will hand the meeting over to Mr. Corman as the appointed chair to select the board secretary for the next year. Staff would suggest that the board select the director of planning and zoning, the assistant director of planning and zoning, and their designees.
Thank you. I have a motion. Correct, Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, we'll need a motion for the board appointment to the board secretary.
I would make the motion for the director of planning and zoning, the assistant director, and or their designees be named as secretary to the board of adjustment.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So they vote of 4-0. The board secretary is the director of planning and zoning, assistant director of planning and zoning, and their designees. Good.
All right. This is the time and place for hearings before the board of adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening or remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that that decision will not be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written findings of fact and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For those here this evening, if you have a cell phone, we ask that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting. And when you come up to the microphone, make sure that you hit the button in front of the microphone so that the green light pops up. That indicates that your microphone is on. Thank you.